And now this is a dictation for William Wilkie, W-I-L-K-I-E, October 11, 42, addresses a letter to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, 828-6835. Dear Matthew, follow up for Mr. Wilkie, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit, August, hard of hearing, some unsteadiness but not falling episode, limited mobility, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, complaining of nightmares, acting up for what needs to sleep alone in his bed. Has some frequency nocturia, but no incontinence, cloudiness, or blood. Has acrocyanosis, but no ulcerations. Review system done. Next paragraph, review medications, HCTC, lisinopril. Present weight 213 is stable. Blood pressure by nurse high 181/71. No localized RALS, no pericardial RAP, no ascites tenderness. Acrocyanosis of the hands, no major edema, non-focal, very hard of hearing. Next paragraph, chemistries from February, creatinine above baseline, presently 2.0. Baseline has been 1.5 to 1.8. GFR 33, normal electrolyte, elevated bicarbonate, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3, question progression, repeat chemistries in March. If persisting elevation, we will do bladder ultrasound post-voidal given his worsening urinary symptoms. Present diet, normal potassium, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for EPO treatment. Chemistries are otherwise stable. He has nightmares. He however, denies changes in memory or dementia, denies movement disorder. Physical exam does not show Parkinson. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.